I have been in full-time ministry for 10 years, and I love it. I love every single part of it. I was born and raised in the church. I was the kind of kid that you would ground by taking church away. I was that kind of kid. I collected anointing oils, you know, all the things. But I've always loved the house of the Lord. It was my safest place. But for anybody who's known church or been in church a long time, sometimes some things happen that kind of break your heart. Maybe it's people. Maybe someone misused your gift. Maybe it was a pastor or a friend. And the church just wasn't really what you knew it to be, what scriptures say it is. And over the course of 10 years in ministry, I became unaware that I was carrying a lot of heartbreak. I want to also say that sometimes we mislabel heartbreak as bitterness. And there's some in this room who feel like maybe they're bitter towards the church. But I want to tell you that sometimes a broken heart can feel like bitterness, and the Lord wants to mend it. And that's what it was with me. And in the fall of 2020, I transitioned off staff at a church, and I had this moment with the Lord. And it was, man, I love your church. I've always loved your church, but why do I feel this way about it? And the Lord took me on a journey of falling back in love with it. And there was this afternoon where I was like, man, I know I want to be planted in a church, and I know I'm supposed to be somewhere. And I got a call from a great friend of mine named Jimmy Rollins. And he was like, there's a church in Dallas, and I can just see you there. And at this time, I was like kind of debating where I should live, what I should do. I've always built my life around the church. And I was like, okay, I was kind of tired. And I got a FaceTime call from the most amazing people, Pastors Earl and Onika, and they were amazing. And I remember asking them, I was like, how far is the church from medieval times? And they were like, did you want to go to medieval times while you're here? And I came in town, and they'd never brought in a guest for worship before. We were both like just kind of, you know. And they're like, you want to come in Thursday through Sunday? And what I do normally, you just come in like one day. But I was like, all right, whatever. And I came in, and I sat down at a dinner table on Thursday night. They're like, we know you've been offered a lot of jobs at a lot of churches, and we're not going to do that, okay? We're here to love on you and get to know you, and we want to care about you before your gift. And I was like, what? And then through that weekend, I remember on Sunday morning, I texted my godmother, and I said, I think I could find healing here. And Pastor O was speaking a message, and he had boxing gloves on and a suitcase. And he was talking about a lot of times with foster children, when they get adopted, they don't unpack their suitcase even after they're adopted, because they're always ready for things to change. And then he had the boxing gloves, because he said, everybody's ready and we're on the defense because someone hurt me before. And here we are standing in church with a suitcase and boxing gloves, and the Lord just broke into my heart. And he was like, that's you. You need to unpack. And they were so kind. The next day, he calls me in the morning. He goes, well, we are going to offer you a job at the church. And they were so consistent with me, and I ended up moving here, and I will say that it's the greatest decision I've ever made in my whole life. And a couple of months later, my parents came to visit my incredible dad, who everybody saw earlier. He was walking the halls, and he pulls me aside, and he references the story of Joseph. And in the story of Joseph, he just basically had a lot of things that happened to him that were unfair, but he still sought the Lord. And every season, when he was in prison, he sought the Lord for things he didn't even do. And the Lord redeems his life and redeems his story, and he becomes second in command and all these amazing things. And the Lord gives him two sons. And the first is named Manasseh, and it means to forget. It means to forget the pain of my father's household. And when my dad was walking the halls of this church, he looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he says, Anna, this is your Manasseh. I just want to let you know that there are things that we try so hard to heal from. That we do all the work and we feel like we're going to have to walk with a limp for the rest of our life. And the Lord was like, I have something that can cause you to forget it. So much so that you don't have to carry those things anymore. And I would say through the love of this church, through the love of two incredible pastors, I can say I can't even remember the pain, the heartbreak. Those certain things that I thought I'd carry my whole life, the way I look at ministry, I see it with doe eyes again. I see it like it's my very first time I get called to lead worship on a Sunday. I'm picking out my outfit. I'm nervous. And I've seen through this ministry a gift of Manasseh to be able to forget and to let it all go. And maybe you're in this room and there's still some rooms inside your heart that you've kept locked towards the Lord because it would just hurt too much to open the door. But can I tell you, it's beyond having to let it go. The Lord can cause you to forget it. We don't have to undo every knot. The Lord is so great and gracious, He can cause you to forget the pain. So right now, I don't know whatever it is that you're carrying, that one thing that just came to your mind. I pray right now, a spirit of Manasseh, to forget all of the pain. This song is called Manasseh.